Gray is here on the Blaze Radio Network.
Good morning, American. It's Friday.
Welcome to it. 888-900-3393, also at Pat Unleashed on Twitter. Joined as we are most every Friday by Jeffy Fisher. Welcome,
greetings.
Jeffy.
Hello, Pat.
How are you feeling?
I'm fine, thank you.
You know, after the heart event.
Well, the heart event. It's been a month and a half?
I'd say about 6 weeks, yeah.
Oh, yeah, fine.
That's old news now, oh, right? I mean, you're top overnight. Of your game now.
I'm back at it.
Peak physical condition now.
And when's your next marathon? When are you going to start back on that?
Well, I've already started. Yeah, I mean, I've already started at the rehab, so we got the heart's back to pumping.
Are you going
to
ease back in with a 13.1? You go in the full 26.2.
13. No, I can't. No. I don't want to push it.
Okay, right. That's probably.
I don't want to push it.
It's probably wise. You still get the sticker on the back windshield, right?
Yeah,
right.
13.1.
Not quite as prestigious, but
still.
Yeah, it's,
you know,
13.1.
13.1. What? Just shut up. So you ran
steps from the door
while.
To the car. 13.1.
26.2.
Think about it,
you bragger. Nobody cares. Stop it.
You're right. It's a good point. And nobody cares that your kid made honor roll either.
No, I don't care about that.
While we're at it, you know.
My kid is a Texas A&M Aggie. Yeah, so what? Yeah. I don't care.
Nope. Do not.
My kids are at BYU Idaho.
Whoa.
Okay? All right?
Whoa.
And that's a source of pride, believe you me. And I don't have any stickers on my car.
Even though it's funny. I mean, my kid beat the crap out of your honor roll student.
Works that
too.
Is funny.
That is funny.
That's funny. That one you should put on your window stick. All right. Let me tell you about Home Title Lock to get us started here. Just take a minute and tell you about the latest data breach, which, you know, another 24 million have been exposed to title fraud. Crime that could cost you your home. Maybe it won't happen. Don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. Or you could take some steps and try to ensure that it doesn't happen. If you have a mortgage or you've taken out, you know, maybe you've done a refi through a major bank, this breach could have put you at risk of losing every dollar of equity in your home. It gave scammers everything they need to steal your home's title because it's right there online. Then they steal it. They forge your signature as a seller, refile your home under a new name, and then take out loans on your home, and you get stuck with the payments. Really a fast-growing and horrific crime because it costs you a lot of money, and it's really difficult to extract yourself from. Your bank can't protect you from this, or insurance programs, or identity theft programs like LifeLock, which does a great job on other forms of identity theft. They're awesome. But Home Title Lock is the one that specializes in protecting your mortgage. They put a virtual barrier around your home's mortgage. Now, you can check to see if you've already been a victim to a certain extent by going to HomeTitleLock.com. Register for your free title scan and report. That's a $100 value. They're going to throw that in for free when you sign up. HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com.
Pat Gray.
So Jussie Smollett, stick it to his story. Man, I mean, you got to give him credit. He's hanging in there with it.
Sure is. And he's back on the set of Empire.
Went right to the set.
It's a beautiful thing.
Directly from jail to the set of Empire. So they're, I guess, still employing him.
$100,000 bond, pay your fine, get out, go to work.
Wow. I mean, they're saying now that he sent himself a racist, threatening letter that had a noose and cut up letters that said, "You will die black." I'll say flag, but it's not that word. It's without the L. That's one of those words you can't say again. You know, it's and because even if you're not saying it or calling somebody that, you can't say it in a story context. Even it's so ridiculous.
Do not listen to Chewing the Fat podcast.
Oh, did you?
Do not listen to Chewing the Fat podcast. That's all I'm saying.
Wow,
really?
Okay. All right. Well, I'm not going to, but you certainly may if you want. He claimed that the note was a threat before two Trump fans in MAGA hats shouted racist and homophobic abuse and then beat him up and left him with a rope around his neck. I guess this might be a good time to talk about the fact that I was brutally assaulted.
Oh, no.
On the way into work, into the studio this morning.
Today?
Are you okay?
2 a.m.
You look fine.
2 a.m. No, I got a little scratch right here.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
I said that it was from my dog a couple of weeks ago, but it's not. It was from these guys. Two gay black men wearing ski masks.
Wait, did it happen this morning, Jeffy, or did it happen two weeks ago?
No, well, this morning.
It happened this morning, yeah. And they screamed, "This is Bernie country." And then they hit me. Then they called me an icky breeder.
Oh.
Yeah, that hurt me. That hurt. And they said I should go back to Mormon land. And I said,
is that an amusement park?
Wait, Mormon land? Yeah, that's what I had. Do they have rides?
That sounds like fun.
They hit me again and said, no, just magic underwear. And right. Yeah. Oh. And they said, and you know where Mormon land is, Utah or Idaho or where, just go. That's what they said.
You know where it is.
Oh. But wait, I'm kind of hung up on the fact that Texas is Bernie country.
Right? That's what I thought.
Got a problem.
But, I mean, who was I to argue?
Well, first, are you okay?
What's going on? I'm very physically shaken and mentally shaken as well. And I mean, they said they wished they were in Missouri, where it's legal to kill you people.
Well, it was.
And that's what I said. I said, actually, it isn't anymore, not since 1976.
And this all happened at 2 a.m. this morning?
Yeah, and then they yelled at me, don't argue with your attackers!
Yeah, that's true.
And so I said, okay. And
cooperate.
Came in the building at that point.
They were just out here?
Argue with your attackers.
Yeah, right out
well, this is Bernie. This is the heart of Bernie country.
Yeah. Yes! Oh. This is the epicenter of Bernie land.
But it was kind of rainy and cold and chilly.
I thought, too. It was a bad day for an attack. Which
why
is
were they hanging out
why
there
I was so
weather.
Surprised.
What a weird story.
Yeah, isn't that strange?
Wow. I mean, should we... I know you're telling us now on the air, but I mean, should we call the authorities?
Yes, I want them apprehended. I want them.
Have you already called the police, or should we call them now?
Yeah, no, I'm waiting. And
what are you waiting for?
Because I want to show them some stuff.
Does it happen?
So, yeah, some stuff that happened.
They throw some.
I think there's monitors out there, aren't there?
Yeah, there sure are.
Mm-hmm. So,
did you bring your lunch today by chance?
Yeah, I hung on to it. I still have it.
Wow.
Yeah, it wasn't lunch actually. It was the kolaches I brought in. I made
We thank you for hanging on to that because we enjoyed them this morning.
I knew you guys wanted some food. And
if you had dropped them, I don't care what the reason is. If you had dropped them,
you guys would have beaten me again.
They would have suffered a second.
I don't care about you.
Thank you, Jeffy.
I mean, I appreciate you hanging out with the food. Don't get me wrong. But I care more about you than I do the food.
Wow, that is really...
A lie?
That is really a lie?
Is that what you were about to say?
Yeah.
I care more about you than the food? Come on. So you're okay now?
No, I might be eventually. I'm not right now. But
so wait, you got the email earlier this week threatening you. From a guy named Pat.
Remember that?
And yes. Nobody cared.
Yeah.
Nobody did anything.
Nobody cared.
Then this happens.
It caused no stir in this building. Nobody even said, hey, do you want extra security or anything? Nobody even asked me.
Really?
Somebody obviously must have said, hey, we've got to give you a raise because you're...
No, they didn't.
Really?
Which is what I was kind of hoping for, you know, because you're getting threatening letters like that. You at least want some money out of it. And
I am glad you're okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Keith.
But it does seem a little weird. I mean, I don't...
It is strange.
I'm just saying,
things. It's a weird world, as we all know. We talk about that every day, how weird the world is.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think that Bernie people would attack you right outside the studio here.
Yeah, that's...
In the heart of Bernie
country. Even in the heart of Bernie country.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
So they really think that he did this because he wanted a raise. And I'm a little confused as to how that would have gotten him one. So somebody wrote you a letter? Oh, my gosh. Let's get you a raise now.
A threatening letter.
A threatening letter. Can we give you another $100 million or so?
For a show with the ratings we're going down on anyway?
Right.
Can we give you some more money on that?
Please? Right. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what the guy makes as a salary on this show. Anybody know?
No, I do not. But it was a big cast, so I'm sure that Fox is dishing out some cash. So maybe not as much as he would like for sure.
Well, I'm being told it's $100,000 an episode.
Wow,
$100,000 an episode.
That's a pretty good paycheck.
And they do 13 episodes a year, so that's $1.3 million. That's decent cash. Yeah, you should have been able to find a bit player on the, and maybe he's not the star, right? Yeah. He's
one of them.
He's an ancillary guy.
Well, he's still one of the main guys, though.
Okay, but you still should have been able to afford like a real rope,
yeah.
And maybe you had more time to find white guys.
Well, did you see that? All that stuff they bought at the Crafty Beaver. Yeah. They had, the whole counter was taken up. Do we have that shot? Let's
the video or
the video.
Yeah, play the video from that, would you?
Let's see the video of the two guys, the Jamaicans at the Crafty
Before
Beaver.
Before posting bail, Smollett had his mugshot and fingerprints taken. In court, he swallowed hard as prosecutors detailed his alleged hoax.
Smollett directed the brothers' attention towards a surveillance camera on the corner, which he believed would capture the incident.
The Osandero brothers, who had worked on Empire, were given a $100 bill, police say, to buy ski masks and rope.
Well,
Smollett
allegedly
wrote a personal check for $3,500. Initially telling the siblings to pour gasoline on him, later changed to bleach.
Gasoline, that would have been dangerous.
Yeah.
That's stupid. That is a dumb hoax.
Yeah.
Pour gasoline on. And then put out your cigarettes on my clothes.
Yeah. I love the security guard, though, at the Crafty Beaver was like, yeah, they had both these ski masks. They both were buying the ski masks, and it was a weird assortment of stuff. Yeah,
it was. I wonder if the clerk was suspicious at all. Okay, you got ski mask, gloves, bleach, rope.
The guard was. The security guard definitely was.
Yeah. You guys going out for a lynching?
None of your business.
Yeah.
Just take my money.
Exactly. We've talked about that before, how I hate the conversation with the clerk.
Yeah.
Who's checking you
That would have been a bad time
stuff.
To have a conversation.
A bad
what
time.
Do you got there? What do you got planned?
What do you have? Are you having a party this weekend?
Are you going skiing, guys? Is that what you're doing?
Hey, you gonna beat some black homosexual? Or what are you doing?
Me and my husband were just doing that last week. We just go out looking for black homosexuals out on the street.
Right, right. Especially celebrity black homosexuals.
Yeah. We should double date sometime and go look for black homosexuals.
Wouldn't that be
beat
fun?
On the street.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. Okay.
You want it all in one bag?
You want the receipt in the bag?
No, yeah. I can't have the bleach in with the masks. It's like a kosher thing.
Just, it's a kosher.
Just
have your Crafty
please.
Beaver promo code?
I do.
To save you some
I
money.
Do. It's 867-5309.
Oh, there it is.
That's my. What's the area code for Chicago? Yeah, use that.
It.
And then 867-5309.
And here at the bottom of your receipt, if you take this survey, the next time you come to the Crafty Beaver,
it'll save you another 10%.
And I'll get a plus mark for my next review with my boss.
You fill out our survey online for an extra coupon.
Yeah, how long does it take?
You'll get it that in 8 to 10 weeks.
But how long does that survey take? I don't want to start taking it and then find out it's like 800 questions.
No longer than 3 to 4 hours.
Wait, I'm sorry?
Days,
I'm not taking that for 10% off.
No, but you have an opportunity. Most of those surveys, you do have an opportunity to go into a drawing to win some cash, too.
Okay. Yeah, so.
I'm sure that's legit.
You got that. Have you ever once gone on the internet and taken their dumb survey? Ever once?
Every
single time?
Yeah, I've done that.
Okay, have you?
Especially when I have something
Never.
To say.
No,
I can honestly say I have taken the receipts and thought to myself, I should probably do that. Yeah. And then, no.
Yeah, I just did it. I just did it at Kroger when I had questioned the lady at customer service. I said, so you guys are getting rid of plastic bags. Apparently, you're going to be getting rid of customers like me as well. And she was very eco-minded. And she said, well, I think this is a good thing. This is a really good thing for the environment. And I went through and I explained how produce and chicken and all that good stuff. And she's like, well, you can just wash your bags. I'm like, I'm not going to do laundry every time I want to go to the grocery store.
That's also not eco-friendly.
Mm-hmm. That's
you know,
right.
You're using energy for that.
Thank you.
So
I did fill out that survey, Kroger. Hope you enjoyed it.
You are.
A curmudgeon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're an 86-year-old man trapped in the body of a 42-year-old. It's kind of cool.
I'm 28.
28, are you?
28.
Oh, mm-hmm. You haven't aged a day since Houston?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
That's right.
888-933-93. Every day, we ask you to buy from our advertisers. And why do we do that? It's not just because we like the product or we think you might use it and like it as well. But we choose to partner with certain companies because we're a family. We're a tribe. We're a group of people who share certain beliefs. ask yourself why you buy from certain companies or don't. Like Dick's Sporting Goods. You buy from them after their misguided assault on our Second Amendment rights. I'm not going in there. Cabela's will be where I shop. Shop there anyway. And I'm going to continue to do that because of Dick Stan. So we've all got cell phones, and you probably don't go anywhere without taking your cell phone with you. So why are you giving your money to Verizon or Sprint? All these carriers use the same towers that everybody else uses. They fight about being 1% better or whatever. Consider Patriot Mobile. This is a company that is veteran-led, and they donate to organizations that share your values and beliefs. Plus, you get the same nationwide coverage anyway, and for less money, because they're not spending millions of dollars on commercials with that creepy guy who switched sides or on the Super Bowl, spending $5 million for one 30-second ad on the Super Bowl. Get the same nationwide coverage with unlimited talk and text plans starting as low as $20 a month, and your money won't be donated, like it is with Verizon, to things like Planned Parenthood. They're going to give instead to things like the NRA and pro-life causes. Call 1-800-A-PATRIOT or visit online at patriotmobile.com/blaze and get free activation for two lines. This is an awesome deal. And again, they share your values. So they're not going to try to subvert everything you believe in. Let's stick together and support the companies that believe what we do. PatriotMobile.com/blaze.
Pat Gray Unleashed.
So, yeah, through all of this, Jussie Smollett still claims he's innocent. And again, showed up on the set yesterday of Empire, and they're claiming that they're supporting him. They're still right there with him. There've been reports that he was edited out. Some of his scenes were edited. I'm not even sure that's true. Don't they deny that?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about them denying that he was edited out. I saw the original story that said he was edited out of some scenes. But you know, look, they can back him up all they want. The Chicago Police Department have a pretty good case.
Yes.
They have a pretty good, pretty strong case.
Yeah, they do.
And the superintendent yesterday was really strong, really good.
When he spoke
To the crowd about this case. Now I know that's what his attorneys are saying, that they're against him and they've embellished some stuff. Well, that's what your attorneys are supposed to do. But they have a pretty strong case. And when you listen to a Superintendent Johnson, I think his name was, he makes. You walk away with that saying, Jussie, it's time for you to go to jail.
Yeah, here he is talking about the situation.
This announcement today recognizes that Empire actor Jussie Smollett took advantage of the pain and anger of racism to promote his career.
Amazing.
I'm left hanging my head and asking why. Why would anyone, especially an African-American man, use the symbolism of a noose to make false accusations? How could someone look at the hatred and suffering associated with that symbol and see an opportunity to manipulate that symbol to further his own public profile? How can an individual who's been embraced by the city of Chicago turn around and slap everyone in this city in the face by making these false claims? Bogus police reports cause real harm. They do harm to every legitimate victim who's in need of support by police and investigators, as well as the citizens of this city. Chicago hosts one of the largest pride parades in the world, and we're proud of that.
We're proud of
as a police department and also as a city.
It's proudly proud.
We do not
the pride,
nor will we ever tolerate hate in our city.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Whether that hate is based on an individual's sexual orientation, race, or anything else. So I'm offended by what's happened, and I'm also angry. I love the city of Chicago and the Chicago Police Department, warts and all. But this publicity stunt
was a scar that Chicago didn't earn and certainly didn't deserve.
Nice. Oh. It's a great statement.
It sure is.
I guess he's become the latest law enforcement star now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Most definitely.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
People like that a lot.
Now, he did. One of the other things he said during his speech there is that this has made people who have legitimately claimed hate crimes being looked at with more doubt. And I say, I actually thought good to that.
Yeah. Right.
That's okay with me.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and do that.
There should be some.
Yeah, thank you. That's what we're supposed to do.
Yeah, let's analyze every situation, you know, and we don't have to just accept that everything everybody says is true.
Right.
There's a lot of people who are saying things that aren't true.
Right.
I don't know if you've noticed it.
Chicago's, they're all wound up, though. I know a lot of people had signs up saying, not welcome here, Jussie's not welcome here, bad stuff about him. I know Rahm Emanuel gave a speech saying that that's not what we're about. Here in Chicago,
isn't it okay?
Thank good. You. Rahm. That's we appreciate it. Thank
Rahm
you.
Is wonderful.
He is,
isn't he wonderful?
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Sorry to see him go.
So there's just a few reasons here why you might want to be a little bit skeptical about some of these race claims, these hate crime claims.
I mean, we're supposed to go look at it with just a tad
maybe
bit of doubt in our
eyes? A little bit of skepticism, like the black man that was accused of spray painting graffiti, Trump rules and black bitch on a car in Philadelphia just hours after the Trump election. The day after Trump was elected, an 18-year-old student at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette claimed to have been robbed by two white men of her wallet and her hijab, a headscarf. You know, which is often worn by Muslim women. She made up the entire thing, just like the black guy who said that Trump rules and black bitch was painted on his car.
He lied.
He'd done that himself. No, he didn't lie.
Oh, okay. It was on his car.
Yeah, he did it himself, though. It's so weird. I don't understand.
I don't understand.
I don't
get
it. Also, the day after Trump's election. A student at Bowling Green State University in Ohio said three white boys, I hate it when these white boys do this kind of stuff, wearing Trump shirts, threw rocks at her and called her racial slurs. But cops said she made it all up, possibly over frustration with friends and family who are Trump supporters. A University of Michigan student falsely claimed on November 11th, 2016, just days after the Trump election, a white man in Ann Arbor threatened to burn her if she didn't remove her hijab. Mm. Turned out not to be true.
Wow.
Another UM student claimed a white man in Ann Arbor on November 15th, 2016, was charged and pleaded guilty to making a false police report. Days Good. After Trump's election, a 20-year-old man admitted he lied when he told police he was harassed by two white men proclaiming, "It's Trump country now." Yeah, in Massachusetts.
Well, I mean, like Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, very much.
Hotbeds. For
very much MAGA country.
Deep, deep red.
Right. Mm-hmm. About a week after Trump's election, two students at Williams College in Massachusetts vandalized Griffin Hall to bring attention to the potential impact of the presidential election on campus, they said. The students poured a red wood-stained substance resembling blood down the main stairwell and wrote, "Am KKK kill" in the stairwell.
What?
Am KKK kill?
Yeah. What? Why are you?
Okay. I'm not familiar with that phrase. Well, exactly. Is that a
I mean, it's, hey, I've
popular...
heard just saying it. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. In November 2016... the president of North Park University in Chicago said that hateful Trump notes and emails allegedly sent to a student were fabricated and that the woman who claimed they were aimed toward her was no longer enrolled at the school. Wow, they kicked her out of school for that.
Good.
How about that? Absolutely. They should suffer the consequences.
Absolutely.
Then in December of 2016, police arrested... I love this story, too. This is the one we've talked about several times. 18-year-old Muslim woman, Yasmin Saweed. She filed a false report claiming that she was verbally attacked on a New York City subway by three drunk white men wearing MAGA hats.
Mm-hmm.
mentioned Trump. They screamed Trump in her face.
Again.
They supposedly screamed, Trump! Trump! Trump!
Another deep red hotbed of Trump support. I mean,
yeah, New York City.
You can't get on a subway without seeing MAGA hats.
That's true. That's true. And they demanded she remove her hijab. And they told her she was a terrorist and to go back to her terrorist country. None of it happened.
I'm sorry?
She made the whole thing up. Yeah. Gay choir director.
What purpose do they... What purpose?
They realize there's cameras everywhere, right?
Honestly, I don't know.
I mean, I don't understand what... I guess it is some sort of mental condition.
I think it is. It has to be. A gay choir director admitted to spray painting Heil Trump on the walls of his Indiana Episcopal Church just after the election. Wisconsin college student claimed in 2017 his door and wall next to
him. Yeah, the dorms, right? Yeah.
Had been spray painted with a bias symbol and phrases related to his religion and ethnicity. Then he confessed he made the whole thing up. Yeah, I didn't. That didn't happen. I don't know. I was just having some fun.
Any report of him getting kicked out?
No. No. Yeah. No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Police arrested a black man in Charlotte, North Carolina in 2017 for planning a hate crime at an immigrant-operated store in which a window was broken. A flaming object was thrown through the door and a note was left behind that blamed the fire on white Trump supporters.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Racist note that prompted the student body of Lutheran St. Olaf College in Minnesota to hold a massive protest that shut down classes for a day in May 2017 was revealed to be a hoax. Racist messages were discovered in September 2017 against several minority candidates at the Air Force Academy Preparatory School in Colorado Springs, but the incident was revealed to be another hoax.
I'm sorry. All of it should be looked at with doubt. Every single one. Every one of them.
Because this kind of stuff just usually doesn't happen anymore in America. It just usually doesn't happen.
I mean, unless you're... You know, a conservative in Bernie country holding kolaches at 2 a.m. in the parking lot outside.
Unless that, yes.
Other than right. that.
Are the authorities here? Do we go see if they're out at the
Not
door?
Not yet,
or
but they're, I think they're on their way.
You're going to call them, right? You're going to call them?
I'm going to call.
Okay.
Yeah. A reported hate crime near Kansas State in November 2017, in which a black man's car was covered in racist graffiti and prompted action by the FBI.
Wow.
Okay, now you've wasted the FBI's time.
Mm-hmm.
You should absolutely do time.
Yes.
Turned out to be a hoax. Car's owner admitted he was responsible for the graffiti. Also at Kansas State, a year later, campus police concluded a racist note left on a dorm room door was placed there by the student who reported it.
What?
I mean, on and on it goes. We don't even have time to get to all of them.
And these are the top 20 hate hoaxes since Trump's election, and this is done by The Blaze. And while you were reading it, you very slyly tweeted out a link to that on Twitter at Pat Unleashed.
Tell you, I'm a multitasker like you can't believe. Like you can't believe. That's how I multitask. 888-933-93. Maybe we'll finish up that list of the top 20 because it's amazing. It's just amazing. Seriously, there's got to be some mental disease, right?
I don't understand, to do something like that. The purpose of it is what?
Just to incite hate?
Hate?
We have learned in this country, and quite effectively, that we've sown the seeds of the victim mentality,
mm-hmm.
and this is what this generation has been raised with.
Yep.
And now they're adults, and looky here.
Well, let me tell you about Victoria Hearst's campaign. It's called Cosmo Hurts Kids, and it's about Cosmopolitan magazine, which is interesting because Victoria Hearst's family is the Hearst Corporation, and they publish the magazine. So. It's an interesting situation. It must be some fun at Thanksgiving dinners when the Hearst family gets together. Hey, Victoria, how you doing? Yeah, good.
Fine, thank you.
What's new?
But really,
back here at the kids' table.
I'm just making sure nobody's reading Cosmo. That's all I'm doing. And she just wants it not to be available to kids under 18. It's completely reasonable.
It sure does seem fair.
Just apply the material harmful to minor laws in each state to Cosmo like it is Playboy, let's say, and then kids under 18 can't buy it, and the adults who want it can certainly get it. All right, if you'd like to help out in this campaign, go to CosmoHurtsKids.com. It's CosmoHurtsKids.com.
It's Pat Gray Unleashed on the Blaze.
+8 900 33 93. Added Pat Unleashed on Twitter. Tall one in OKC tweets, Jeffy lives.
All right. right.
All hail the Jeffy.
Oh, thank you.
He is.
Thank you.
He's back. And this time, he's pissed and completely out of shape.
I'm down about 22 pounds now, my friend.
Wow, are you really?
Yeah. Now listen, I know
it's job.
Look, I know it's like nice taking job. A bucket of water out of the ocean. I get that.
I wasn't going to go there.
I get that.
I wasn't going to go there.
I'm doing it, man.
22 pounds is really good. That's commendable.
I'm hanging in there. I'm doing
good
fine.
Job. Good.
Like this morning, I could have had half a dozen of those.
Those kolaches?
Kolaches are out
so
there.
Good, man.
Should have, when you beat up Pat in the parking lot, you should have taken him then.
I know, I didn't realize what they were.
I was thinking, you know, when I bought him over there at that little donut shop, thought, okay, what, a dozen's going to be, what, $4 or $5? $23!
What?
It's like, what? Wait, what? Excuse me?
$23?
Did you put steak inside the pastry there or what?
Pat,
is
you paying
lobster
your workers
in there?
$15 an hour?
You can keep your kolaches, sir.
So you guys better eat those things.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a little bag of donut holes they threw in. Maybe.
I hate doing that too because at that point, it's almost you want to be able to say, oh, man.
I didn't know it was going to be that much.
Jeez. What did I do with my card? I must have left it in my car.
Tell you what.
I'll be right back.
I'll be right back.
Because you can't, right? You're already there. You're already there. It's like, you're going to pay for it. You're about
to swallow your tongue, but you're going to do it anyway.
You're going to pay for it.
You didn't ask in the beginning. If you didn't say, hey, how much is a dozen kolaches?
Right.
$23? Give me some donut holes.
How about giving me one?
How much is one? Like $8? Come on. Crazy stuff. I mean, that's crazy.
I know. And I mean, some of the donut shops, even all of them, I mean, just for donuts alone. That's why I'm not, $23 for kolaches, because even just a dozen donuts now is,
right, a
$13, $14.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What?
I want a couple of those glazed ones
is all I need.
Right. It's ridiculous. Welcome to the year 2019. Daniel Chappelle says, should Jussie be charged with a hate crime against himself? Well, he should be charged with a hate crime, yeah. Yes, I think he should. Worship leader Caleb, that's crazy. Last week when I was in Valdosta, Georgia, I was attacked by two vegan hipsters who tried to run me over with their Prius, screaming, "This is Obama country!" Wow. Yeah, this is really going around.
Valdosta,
it's going around.
Georgia? Okay.
It's not just me and my experience, Jussie and his.
Heart of onion country there in Valdosta.
Yeah, They've got a good football team in Valdosta, Georgia.
Yes, they do.
One of the great, that's one of the great high school football programs in the country.
Year in and year out.
Mm-hmm. Just like we have a lot of those here
in
the great state of Texas, too, like Katy High, South Lake, Allen. All right, from T.J. Toppin. About my attack, you would think that Bernie supporters would come up to you and hand you money, then shout, "This is Bernie country. Share the wealth and all." Yeah, it didn't work out that way, though. It just didn't. No. That's not the way it happened. Tyler from Misery. Upon investigation, I've determined Pat offered kolaches to Jedi Master Martin and Jeffy to rough him up.
Yeah, you and Martin.
Write a check. I'm not admitting that.
Well, we got cameras.
Look at the time. I got to go to Nigeria, though, for a visit.
Are you leaving, like, right now?
Yeah, I got to leave right now.
Yeah.
So I thought that my first thought of that, as long as we're still on Jussie a little bit, was that the police were going to kind of let that slide, and then he did the GMA interview, and that ticked him off. And so they were like, oh, okay. If you're going to double down like this, then we're going to go after you. But apparently they already knew the Nigerians were coming back that same day. It was coincidence.
Yes.
That they were coming back that same
day. Yeah, did you get that from the Channel 2 in Chicago reporter that Glenn talked to yesterday? Yeah, that's where I heard that.
And that was fascinating. So
it was. He's been on this from the beginning and had a lot of great stuff before anybody else did. And so he's, I think his name is Weigel.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. I seriously...
It is hard to understand.
It really is hard to understand, and it's hard for him. I can't believe that he's still. I mean,
I can't believe he's still on Empire.
I know, and he's doubling down on his innocence. All right, I'm still not guilty. Okay, well, There's maybe, you know, maybe we go to court and we have a, you know, this preponderance of evidence is wrong, but it certainly doesn't seem that way.
It doesn't. No, it doesn't. I would think Empire, as much as they've been loyal to him so far, they've got to fire him, don't they? I mean,
well, as soon as if they do, as long as
he's proclaiming his innocence, but if he's found guilty of this,
then it's over.
Then he's got to go.
Right, it's over.
You can't stick with him after that.
Right.
And it looks like he's never going to admit this. This isn't going to be an episode of Perry Mason where he breaks down in tears. Yes, I did it because I hate Trump. I hate Trump.
And I wanted to make more money.
I wasn't making enough. You only make $100,000 per episode.
I'm a star of this show.
$100,000. That sucks. I'm worth at least $500,000 an episode. At least. I hate you people. Why did you drag that out of me? Go!
Big Bang Theory makes $1 million an episode.
And they're losing. They're hemorrhaging viewers on Empire.
Yeah.
Did you see that? I think the show debuted this year at 6 million. The next week it went to 5.
Might go
then
up
it
with
down
them
to
now,
4.8.
though. He might bring in some numbers now.
Yeah, it might.
Right? So maybe that's a thought on their part, is we stick with them as long as he's claiming his innocence because we'll bring in some viewers.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is weird because you're going to watch it just because of this? I mean, I'm not.
I'm not either, but.
I had no interest in it before. I've got no interest in it now.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah. That's. That's how hateful I am. 888-900-3393. I think we've got some listeners that claim bingo.
Oh, no.
Is that possible?
That's exciting news.
Isn't it, though?
Have we had any winners so far?
Oh, yeah. Well, not this week. Not this week.
No.
No. This would be the very first winner this week, and I think
wow.
Caleb in Florida. Welcome to the Blaze.
Thank Caleb. You. Yes, it would be very exciting if we did have bingo.
Wouldn't it?
Right.
All right. What do you think you have?
Right.
What do you
have? Yeah, so I think I have just the middle row. The audio video clip doesn't play.
Right.
Keith pretends to be ignorant.
Okay.
Oh, that's a...
Jeffy, this time he's pissed. You just said that. Okay.
What am I resisting?
Uh-huh. What am I resisting? And all I was simply saying is.
You got it.
Yeah, that's bingo.
Yeah. All right.
So did they get your information yet, or we still need to do that?
Not yet. No.
Okay, hang on a second, Caleb. Yeah. We'll get you your choice of whatever you want from the fabulous prize closet, as we'll call it. But it's actually from shop.theblaze.com. And you can get the Pat Gray mug. You can get the Pat Gray T-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies. I think there's a 3-piece suit in there, and I don't know, all manner of stuff. Mm-hmm. There's actually a 1-piece swimsuit, but I don't think that's a Pat Gray. That's a Blaze thing.
When
thing,
is the photo session they've got scheduled for you? Because they're
the chewing the fat swimsuit
of you wearing the 1-piece.
Well, they've got the Blaze. They've just designed a new chewing the fat swimsuit that's going to be on the shop.theblaze.com very soon.
Does that cost extra? A lot of fabric involved in that?
Why would there be a lot of
Well,
I think what he's saying there is that you are overweight. And so it's going to take a lot of extra fabric than it would for most people to cover your body mass.
I know, it's a swimsuit.
The skin surface.
Let's be fair.
It's a swimsuit.
Let's be fair. He's lost 22 pounds. So now there's only 978 pounds
exactly.
to cover.
Exactly. So, yeah, you're doing well. That's great. Mm-hmm. All right. Let me tell you about Riduzone. If you'd like to lose weight like Jeffy is doing right now, and this will really help because Riduzone was launched by a local company that produced a metabolite of olive oil. So it's got the OEA in olive oil. And maybe you've heard about that. That's what helps boost your metabolism. And it also helps to control appetite. There was a study that was done for 6 years. So it's pretty extensive. And it showed that when you lose weight, your body thinks you're sick. Otherwise, you wouldn't be losing weight. So it slows down your metabolism and gives you the opportunity to gain the weight back. Really, really
special.
Thoughtful of
Isn't
your
that
body.
Special.
Take that on itself and just do that for you. It's really nice. Really nice. If you'd like to reverse that process, that's where Riduzone comes in. So order it today. You'll get 30% off a 3-month supply when you use the offer code PAT. Go to riduzone.com, RIDUZONE.com. Enter the promo code PAT and get 30% off. Riduzone.com.
It's Pat Gray unleashed on the Blaze.
All right. 888-900-3393 and at patunleashed.com. I wrote this this Jussie's hoax song.
Oh, nice.
To the tune of Jussie's Girl. And I can't bring myself to do it.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why. I just can't.
Wow.
I just can't do it.
All right. I mean, if you want to stay, look, while you're, giving us, mm-hmm. Teasing us, mm-hmm. With the opportunity of you doing that, I'll tell you a couple. We've got a lot of music news today. A lot of music news. We've got Peter Tork from the Monkees died at age 77.
Really sad. Did he have cancer?
Yeah. They didn't say exactly what was the cause of death, but he was diagnosed with some rare form of tongue cancer.
Tongue cancer?
Yeah, a few years ago.
I don't know that I knew there was a tongue cancer. Is that from chewing tobacco? Is that what that is?
I do not know. Because usually
that sounds nasty.
Usually
wow.
The chewing tobacco stuff is in your
jaw.
Cheek.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Tongue cancer? Doesn't that sound, nasty?
Yes, it
man.
Does.
Oh
it
my
does
gosh.
Does not sound fun at all.
No, that's unpleasant.
I do not wish that on anyone. Oof. We have AC/DC news. This story really kind of, it irritates me. Angus Young from AC/DC. How much money do you figure he's made over the years?
Oh.
Hundreds of millions. Right.
Probably, yeah.
I mean, just Angus alone, let alone AC/DC. But, I mean, yeah. Angus alone, it's got to be worth, a couple hundred million.
Easily.
Yeah.
Between concerts and record sales?
Oh, gosh.
You kidding me?
So they've got this big story here where Angus, after hearing about a postman, this Steve McNeils, who's a big fan of AC/DC, and is skating, he does this marathon skating challenge to raise money for, Alzheimer's. He skates 19 hours and 26 minutes in cities all across Canada. And, of course, he listens to AC/DC all the time. And he listens in honor of Malcolm, who was diagnosed with dementia. And, it was a really cute story.
No, Malcolm has dementia.
Well, he had dementia. That's what was part of why he died.
He died. I'm not sure I remember that. Malcolm?
Yeah.
Died.
Yeah, couple years ago. No. Yeah.
It's been a couple of years.
Yeah.
Where have I been?
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know.
So Malcolm had dementia before he died. Good gosh, that's terrible.
Yeah. But anyway, Angus hears the story.
Yeah.
And they make a big story of he's donated money to this McNeil, for this charity.
Yeah.
And I think, oh, that's cool. That's great. He donated $19,000. he can donate what he wants, right? It's his money. He can do what he wants. I don't care, really.
Yes.
But, if we're going to do a story over helping somebody that's skating like hours and days for charities and bragging up AC/DC, I don't know. What do you think, Angus? Maybe you write him a check for $100,000, something. $19,000?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it seems like such. That's like drinking money.
It seems a tad
dinner.
Light.
It
yeah.
does.
A tad
seem
light.
Uh-huh. Now we also have Michael Jackson news today. The family is suing HBO because of the documentary that's out.
That's supposed to be a brutal documentary on him,
and they're saying, look, they were still under HBO was still under our contract, right? When their deal is when they aired Michael's concert back in the 90s, that contract they signed was not they weren't supposed to say anything bad about Michael
in
anything.
Perpetuity. I mean,
I
come
don't know
on,
about that, but
guy's
that's
been gone for 10 years. Seriously, that's ridiculous.
I don't know. That's their fight, though, right? I mean, that's what they're.
I guess
that's what they're going to claim. So
I guess, but those two guys, apparently, I haven't seen the movie, obviously, because it hasn't been on HBO yet,
right?
But they're apparently really convincing in this thing. They make quite a case. And everybody knows they lied on the witness stand, and they explain all that. They talk about that, and they talk about, the psychological damage that's done to these kids when, you've got an abuser like this. And so they thought they loved him, and it's a weird relationship.
I know.
And they were young. You know, they were, I think one of them was 9 when he first started hanging out.
And I don't know if it's premature. I'm trying to remember now. I think part of their deal in their case was is that in the documentary, they talk about some things that Michael was doing at the same time that this concert was taking place.
Yeah.
And so their argument is that you're reporting this stuff happened during at the same time this concert was taking place. At the same time, you were promoting this concert.
Oh, okay.
You weren't supposed to be saying anything bad about him. This was the whole. That was the whole point. So,
interesting. You
know, it'll be. Yeah, it will be interesting to see what comes of it because that's a case that
it will
that people kind of believe.
Uh huh.
Right. I mean, you kind of believe that Michael was.
It's certainly now. I kind of went into this before the documentary thinking Michael Jackson was sort of asexual.
Yeah.
Me
too.
I just thought he was kind of a weird guy.
Me too.
He never had a chance in his childhood, and so he liked sleepovers with kids, and they didn't really do anything sexual together.
Hmm.
And maybe I just, you know, deluded myself into believing that.
I think I'm with you.
And
because it's Michael Jackson.
Based on what I've seen and read and heard about this documentary, I'm pretty convinced he probably did molest these kids now. Even though, what's his face from...
Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, Macaulay says he never did anything inappropriate. Still, he maintains that to this day. And Macaulay
and
Culkin
it's possible,
is, what,
right?
38, 39 years old?
And, you know, maybe and it's possible that Macaulay was one of the few.
Yeah, it is possible.
I don't know. I mean, you don't want to believe it. Like we said, you know, we've deluded ourselves with it. But when you hear the actual stories and remind ourselves of the cases that were settled, did you think to yourself, okay, maybe he wasn't that great of a guy.
Right. Right.
And one more music story just to make you happy.
Okay.
Just to make you happy.
Yes, make me happy.
I read a story where this New York's Webster's Hall is going to reopen. It's an iconic New York hall where all these bands have played over the years. All the big stars have played there. And they're going to open up in May with Patti Smith for the first show. And I thought... Patti, why would you? Oh my God, I can't believe Patti Smith. You know, I mean, she's a New York star, I guess, but there's no way that she could be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame yet, is she? Oh, yeah, she is.
She's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Patti Smith.
Patti Smith. Patti Smith is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
So
making me laugh.
Come on. Seriously, they're going to have to explain the criteria.
I couldn't believe it.
They're going to have to explain it.
I've got the criteria. It's anybody but foreigner gets in.
Seriously.
If you've ever sung a song in the shower, you qualify. It's just anybody not named foreigner.
Gosh.
Yeah, she went in back in, I think, 07 or 08, 06, somewhere in there. She's been in a while now.
Okay, name one. I can only name... one Patti Smith song.
Oh, well, there's
because
the one.
The Night. Do you remember that?
Oh, I do remember
Because the Night belongs to
and
lovers.
Dark Horses or something was the album or something like that?
I don't know. I can't remember the album.
10,000 Maniacs did it better anyway.
I got it. So.
Because the Night gets her into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. One song. Patti Smith. That is... seriously. Is there a bigger scam on this planet than the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I don't know.
I don't want Foreigner in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame now.
I think that's where we're at now.
Okay? You don't deserve Foreigner.
I think that's where we're at now.
That's where we are.
Yeah, he's not bitter, y'all. He's just saying.
That's where we are.
He's just saying.
No,
I'm just saying. You don't deserve them.
Right.
You can't have them in there now.
Right.
As if I have
way
control
to put your foot
it.
Down.
But I'm going to put my
way
foot
to put
down.
Your foot down.
Like I do at home and it just gets stepped on. That happens every single time. 888-900-3393. More Pat Gray Unleashed coming up.
Pat Gray Unleashed.
Good morning, American. It's Friday.
Because the night belongs to lovers.
That's good.
Because the night belongs to us. Does that qualify me now for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
I should be in
I think you're
the Rock and Roll Hall of
in.
Fame.
Mm-hmm.
That is pathetic. Patti Smith is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm not going to ever get over that. That's unbelievable. That is unbelievable.
Well, I mean, she sang backup on an R.E.M. song. Does that count for anything?
Not much, no. Mm-mm.
But seriously, it is the anybody but Foreigner rule. That's who gets in.
Does seem that way.
Close, I mean, that's your qualifications right there.
I don't know what their deal is, man.
Well, and they've even, the excuse used to be, well, they don't like arena bands. What do you mean they don't like arena bands? What? Because they played in front of too many people?
Right.
What do you mean?
Well, that's certainly the case here.
But then they started allowing arena bands in. Def Leppard is in. Journey is in. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Something weird going on. There's something political happening there. There's something. Somebody pissed somebody else off, and somebody's
still
on the board.
Still, get over it.
Yeah, I know, right?
Get over it.
When you've got a band that sold 80 million copies, when you got a band that had number one songs, that had, I don't know, dozens, over a dozen of top 10 hits, and maybe two or three dozen top 40 hits.
Yeah.
Come on. And they're influential. That seems to be a big thing with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Well, they're influential. The Ramones are influential. Roxy music is influential. Nobody knows who the hell they are, but they were influential to a lot of people.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it's very true. Not. Nobody knows Roxy music. Nobody cares about Roxy music. But they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So, there you go. All right. 888-900-3393. And at Pat Unleashed on Twitter. Let's go to Dolores. Dolores, hi. You're on The Blaze.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to let you know that you're the funniest people I ever saw on television.
Oh, bless your heart. Thank you.
Making fun of our looks? You said on television. I mean, is it something we look like? I mean, what are you saying?
Well, No.
You're the hottest people she's ever seen.
I just want to say, Dolores.
You're great. You're
Dolores,
great.
Thank you.
Dolores, thank you, Dolores.
You are 100% correct. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, appreciate the call. Thanks, Dolores.
You're a sweetheart.
She's only saying it because it's true.
Because it's true.
Yeah, that's the reason. So,
most honest listeners in radio.
That's right.
Dolores is proof positive we have geniuses listening to this program.
Very good point, Jeffy. Very good point
there.
Nancy in D.C., you're on The Blaze.
Oh, Nancy.
That's great. As Speaker of the House, I would like to announce that politics isn't about what is right and wrong. Mm-hmm. It's about what's popular. And as a people ask me all the time, what is your favorite this? What is your favorite that? What's your favorite hemorrhoid cream? What's your favorite da da da? And one time, what is your favorite state?
State.
And I said, my favorite state, that is very easy.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite state is liquid.
is liquid.
And that's
a good state.
You know, the biblical reference there. that says it all for us. It's because my principles are built on a strong foundation of liquidity.
Of liquid,
and the ability to change and adapt to the space around. Much like the liquid that I get injected into my face every month to keep it looking young and youthful the way it did back when I was in my early 80s.
Years ago.
Back when Noah actually first wrote the Bible.
Right. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Nancy.
Noah.
Appreciate that.
Good stuff.
Really good. Yeah.
Nice to call.
And that is really easy. My favorite state is liquid. When you know the reference, it's so great.
Is it the biblical reference?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it is. About? It is the biblical reference.
Big thanks out there to Nick Ryan, who calls up, dials the phone for people like Nancy Pelosi.
Mm-hmm. And then hands it to her. Right. Marie in Utah, you're on The Blaze. Hi.
Yeah. I just wanted to find out if Jeffy lost his weight taking the Riduzone. And then you guys were talking about... tongue cancer.
Yeah.
And my brother had that 30 years ago, and it's a rare form of skin cancer that comes under the tongue.
Oh, wow.
My brother ended up having to have a third of his tongue cut away.
Yikes.
And, you know.
Is he still alive?
He's still alive. Yeah.
He
went through radiation, everything.
Can he talk okay?
Sometimes you have to have him repeat himself, you know, because you don't quite understand him. It took him quite a while to get that muscle.
Did he lose some taste buds?
Yeah, he lost a few taste buds. He lost the ability to rehydrate, you know, how, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so can't be. I mean, it cannot be good.
No, that can't be fun.
It cannot be good.
That's an unpleasant
situation. No, it sure is. Yeah, he carries around a bottle constantly and sucks on water. You know?
Yeah. So, all right. But, well, thank you for that tongue cancer update, that's Marie.
Does not sound fun at all.
No, it doesn't.
Does not sound fun at all.
No, it doesn't. But I'm really glad he survived.
Absolutely. And it's not fun. I'm laughing because I think just... I mean, it's got to be, you know, you're the guy with the tongue.
Yeah, that's unpleasant.
Really unpleasant.
That's unpleasant.
Again, I repeat, I do not wish that on anyone.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
And so that came up because Malcolm Young died of...
No, Peter Tork.
Oh, Peter Tork.
Tongue cancer. That's right. From the monkeys.
Malcolm had dementia.
Yeah.
And I think he died in 2017. I think that it was so. It's been a couple of years. Yeah. 888-933-93. You know, here it is, tax season again. Seems like we just went through this. And if you've been trying to deal with the IRS and some old tax problems, and you've been trying to fend them off, this is the most brutal collection agency in the world. That's why they have. And we just saw this story: 4 million. AR-15s or assault rifles or something, along with tens of millions of rounds of ammunition. Okay, golly. Don't deal with them on your own. Go to Optima Tax Relief. They are America's number one tax resolution firm, and they understand that, you know, you're not trying to scam the government. You're not trying to get away with anything. You just get into hard times. And now you've got paychecks and a bank account and a home to protect and a family to keep together. So let them fight this fight for you. It's a team who can help stop the aggressive collection actions of the IRS and put those problems behind you. That's how they've saved nearly $1 billion for their clients. Give them a call today and get a free consultation while you still have some options available to you. It's 800-699-6140. 800-699-6140. Optima Tax Relief.
Unleashed.
888-933-93. Of course, Laura Logan now under fire because she dared speak the truth about the media. She actually told Mike Ritland the other day. He's a former Navy SEAL who does a big podcast now. It's called Mic Drop. And Laura Logan showed up on it. She's not on 60 Minutes anymore. I'm not sure if she quit or she got fired or what happened there. But she talked about how biased the media is, how liberal most of the media is. And she said you have Breitbart and Fox, and that's it. And then you've got everybody else who are all Democrats and all liberals. And so now she's being attacked. She said, I knew they were going to come after me. Michael Calderon at the Huffington Post. I can give you the script now. I can tell you who the players are. Joe Hagan, Brian Stelter. Brian Stelter is such a little douche.
He sure is.
Yep.
He's become more of
disingenuous.
He's become more of one.
Because he came to Glenn like, oh, I just want the truth. And I'm just looking for, you know, some common ground here. No, you're not.
And this was actually when he came here, that was the beginning of his douchiness.
Seems like it, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
And
he's
Glenn treated him really well.
I know. He's here all freaking day.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he went back and he became a little bit douchier.
He sure did.
Than he was before.
He sure did.
And so Laura said they smear you personally. They go after your integrity. They go after your reputation as a person and a professional. They will stop at nothing. I'm not the only one. And I'm done, right? I'm tired of it. And they don't get to write my story anymore. They don't get to speak for me. I want to say loudly and clearly to anybody who's listening, I am not owned. Nobody owns me, right? I'm not owned by the left or the right. Good for her. That is great. You know, after going through what she went through, this is just small potatoes. This is nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, she can handle this. She's been through about as bad as you can go through and not be killed. With what happened to her in Egypt, oh my gosh. And especially as she described it the other day.
Yeah.
And we didn't even play the worst parts of what she said. Yeah. And it was horrific. Horrific. So bless her heart. I'm glad she's not sitting idly by and just taking all that they dish out.
Of course they fight back. I'm sorry. Of course they fight back. And it's evident. I mean, I don't know why who they're trying to fool by fighting back. Maybe themselves still. It doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Somebody else who's fighting back. The kid from Covington High School, the Catholic school.
Good.
He stood there with the Native American guy who was beating the drum in his face, and he just stood there. And for that, he was bludgeoned by the Washington Post. Now he's suing the Washington Post for $250 million. I hope he gets it. I hope he gets every pay. I hope he owns that stinking rag. Take it right out of the hands of Jeff Bezos, because they deserve it. They deserve it. So the lawsuit was filed in federal court in Kentucky, and it accused the Post of practicing a modern-day form of McCarthyism by targeting Nick Sandman and using its vast financial resources to enter the bully pulpit by publishing a series of false and defamatory print and online articles to smear a young boy who is, in its view, an acceptable casualty in their war against the president.
Boy,
that's exactly what happened.
You aren't kidding.
And it wasn't just the Post either, by the way. It was MSNBC. It was CNN.
Well, there was a long list of people on their going to sue the crap out of list. So I don't know if they're going down the list and just suing them all, or if they just wanted them all to be scared a little.
Well, let's see. It says earlier this month, his attorney sent preservation letters. I don't know what that means. Preserve the evidence, I guess.
I think so.
Right.
To more than 50 media organizations, yeah, celebrities, and politicians. It included the Post, the Times, New York Times, CNN, Elizabeth Warren, Alyssa Milano, and Jim Carrey. Good. Sue them. Yeah. That would be awesome. And that, of course, I guess, is the first step in possible libel and defamation lawsuits. It's hard to prove those things, but
it sure is. But make them prove it.
Yeah,
they got the. So what? You know what? It's hard to prove. Okay. Yep. You know what? It is hard to prove. That's not going to stop me.
Right. And it's not. They started this process.
Yeah. Let's go.
So good. Maybe you'll teach some people a lesson.
You think it will? Do you think that?
No.
Do you think that the Jussie Smollett media and the Covington kids media and so on
will learn
anything
from this?
Are they ever going to learn anything?
Probably not.
No,
probably not.
Well, that's a shame.
All right. So let me tell you about Brickhouse Nutrition and their fantastic product, Field of Greens. This is a great way to get good nutrition into your body that you don't otherwise get if you hate vegetables. Now, if you love vegetables, you eat fruits and vegetables all day, every day, then good for you. Good for you.
Thank you. So it isn't for me then?
Yeah, because I know you. Don't they call you Mr. Vegetable?
Oh, man. You can't.
No, I think that's the way. I'm confused. They just call you a vegetable. That's right. That's what it is. I knew it was something like that. Yeah, they say Jeffy. Yeah, he's a vegetable.
Yeah.
Isn't he? Can you even talk to the guy? Can you have a conversation
with
him?
Why do you even eat vegetables?
I don't.
What's the point?
I don't eat vegetables.
Oh, yeah. Is there an alternative?
To eating vegetables?
Yeah.
Thank you for asking, Keith. Yes.
Is that? Oh my gosh.
Field of Greens.
I stumbled into that one.
Without seeing it coming, right?
I didn't even know where this was going. I thought we were just talking about fruits and vegetables. Maybe we were going to talk about the FDA pyramid. I didn't know what we were doing there.
Every scoop is a full serving of real USDA organic fruits and vegetables with antioxidant power. It's got the pre and probiotic. I don't know what the pre and probiotic does. I just know you're supposed to have it, and this does. Mm-hmm. So it's great. Real food. And if it wasn't for Field of Greens, there'd be no kale. There'd be no green beans. There'd be no broccoli, Brussels sprouts, none of that stuff in my diet. None. Zero. I haven't eaten a Brussels sprout ever in my life. I tasted it just, you know, a little teeny... Oh. Just the texture, the smell, the taste.
Those little nasty little cabbages.
So nasty. So go to BrickHousePat.com and get 15% off your first order with the offer code PAT. BrickHousePat.com and get 15% off your first order when you use the offer code PAT. A better you awaits. BrickHousePat.com.
Pat Gray, Unleashed.
You see the Alliance of American Football almost folded already, apparently?
Yeah, they had a big bailout already, right?
XFL,
yeah.
Is that you?
I think that...
The NHL owner, Tom Dundon from the Carolina Hurricanes, okay, apparently stepped in and gave him $250 million to save him.
Oh, I'd love to have that kind of power.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you need some cash? Here you go.
Are they even halfway... are they even through the first season yet?
No, it was two or three games in.
And they're... come on, you already need a bailout? That's bad.
Yeah.
That's not a good sign.
No, it's not a good sign.
Holy
but,
cow.
But, you know, that's why they couldn't afford, you know, when they were talking to trying to get Colin Kaepernick to play, right? Well, I'll play for $20 million. And they're like, well, no, we pay everybody the same amount of money, and we don't have the money to pay you that anyway, so have a nice day.
Plus, and you're not worth it.
Has he sued them for being racist colluders yet?
Yeah, jeez.
Yeah, because he believes in the cause so much that he's suing everybody, and then he signs the deal where he can't talk about it. That's how much he believes in the cause.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way,
ridiculous.
Two NFL football teams offered him jobs, and he turned them down.
Yeah.
Right. And then we get into it. Then Eric Reed, Mr. NFL, who is playing in the NFL now, who was suing the NFL with Kaepernick about the collusion, he has it both ways. He sued and said, well, it's collusion because they won't give me a job. Now, after he got a job, he said, oh, by the way, it's still collusion because that's why they gave me a job. What?
It's crazy. I don't understand how the NFL caved into that. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Sure is.
Now, in the AAF, three players... we're given contracts of $250,000. Three.
Right.
Everybody else is making considerably less than that. So the top players in the league are making $250,000. Wow.
Which
that's
is, you know,
a far
that
cry
bad.
From the NFL.
No question.
I mean, that's good money, still, yeah. Right. Yes. But, I mean.
It's better than arena.
Yes. Which is what, 30 or 40?
I think you're lucky to get that, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's arena's.
So a league like this, I don't think it can work because, I mean, maybe we are that desperate for football in the spring. Maybe. Maybe after the NFL is over, you're willing to watch anything.
I will say it was nice to watch. Where I watched it, we were at a restaurant and it was on, like a sports bar, and it was on, and I was like, oh, yeah, there's football to watch. But it's not at the point now where I go out of my way to watch it.
Yeah, I,
you know, like the NFL, you go, oh, that NFL's on, so you watch you watch a game, or you go, oh, so and so's playing, got to watch that, you know. So it definitely isn't at that point. And I missed football, and I'm not at the point where I miss it enough to go out of my way to watch the Alliance, not yet. And I don't know if that will change or not.
And I don't know how you break through that barrier.
I don't know either.
To get people to that point. Really, because the USFL couldn't do it.
It's a big barrier.
The XFL couldn't do it. They're not going to be able to do it when they start in 2020.
It's a big barrier because even though we really miss it, it is nice to have the break. You know,
yeah.
I mean, it is kind of nice to have the break. When you think about it, it's like, okay, so we still have all the news and we've got recruiting.
When you're watching it, you're not invested in it either. Nobody's got favorite teams in the AAF.
Well.
Oh, I've got to see the Memphis team. First play, you know, that team from
that Orlando. Are you kidding me?
The Orlando and Memphis are playing each other, and they're wearing interestingly colored uniforms.
Well, when Orlando and Memphis plays, you can throw.
Oh, you throw out yes.
Well, you know, the Atlanta Legends quarterback threw a no-look pass over his shoulder the other day. That was a cool.
There was there was a really big hit too, where the one quarterback. I mean,
he got off.
Now,
that was a great highlight as
that
well.
Sure was, man.
But this is the time of year
he's lucky to be alive.
I'm looking toward the NFL draft. I'm trying to figure out, you know, can my team trade up? Can, you know, I want to get this guy, blah, blah, blah.
That's because you like to be in you like to pretend you're a coach.
I like to pretend I'm a coach?
Yeah. And you like to be in your little football league.
Fantasy football is what we're talking about?
I want to pretend I'm a coach.
Yeah, it's fun.
You don't do that either, do you? You don't do the fantasy thing.
I suck at being a coach, or pretending I'm a coach, by the way. I'd like to point out everything I touch in sports sucks.
888-933-93. I love this story, too, because in Oregon, they're trying to amend the Constitution to lower the voting age in the state from 18 to 16.
Oh, good. They're going in the opposite direction of the Pat Gray plan.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And that's a huge mistake. You're going to, okay, 18-year-olds aren't dumb enough. You've got to drop that down to a 16-year-old? You're talking about a sophomore in high school.
Oh, my gosh.
You're going to let them vote for president of the United States?
No.
Come on. No. I mean, seriously, we should be raising the voting age. And again, to 35. We'll start at 35. And then if that doesn't work, we'll go to 40.
35 for president.
Yes. 35. You got... If you're old enough to run for president, you're old enough to vote for president. Huh. We go back to the old, if you have property, you get to vote. If you have a home and a mortgage and you've been paying taxes and you understand what they mean, then you can vote. Okay? So that you're not voting yourself other people's money, because that's what's going on right now.
That's what they want, right?
Yep.
There's no doubt
that's what
that.
They want. So young Oregonians should have a chance to participate in the ballot.
Why?
About decisions that affect their homes, their clean air,
that's
their future, their schools, and have we seen their very lives? No.
No, they shouldn't.
No, they shouldn't have that chance. No, they shouldn't. Because they don't know what they're talking about.
How much traction does this have? Do we know?
A lot.
Oh,
it's Oregon.
I'm sure it does, yeah.
A lot. Yeah. Teens
this is the test point, man.
And if it happens in Oregon,
you aren't
going to do it in Washington. They're going to do it in California.
It's going to be a landslide.
Yeah.
California's trying to get it down to 17, by the way.
That's crazy.
16 in Oregon,
that
17.
That is crazy. South Salem High School senior Maria Torres said, "We need to be able to take our work to the ballot and protect the policies we're working so hard to pass."
Are you working so hard to pass it?
Yes, socialism, probably. Yeah, they probably are working hard to get socialism passed.
And they're doing a heck of a job up there.
What was the other thing I just saw about Oregon? There was another story about how bad things... I'm going to have to look at that because it was... I mean, it's nuts what's going on in Oregon.
Just how bad?
No, I meant how good things are. Yeah, they're really, really good. all right, let me tell you about real estate agents I trust. If you're thinking of buying or selling a home this year, Real Estate Agents I Trust is a company Glenn started 6 or 7 years ago, and he did it because he didn't want you to have the same experience he had with a realtor. Now, realtors need to be committed to what they do. They need to have a good track record. They need to have a great marketing plan. They need to know the market. They need to do it full time. And there's another criteria they use when they select agents across the country. They're fans of the show. So you're going to have that in common right at the start. It won't have to be awkward with your realtor. Go to realestateagentsitrust.com and we'll introduce you to the best agent in your area. Buy or sell fast and for the right price with a team at Real Estate Agents I Trust. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com.
This is Pat Gray Unleashed.
Welcome to it. 888-933-93. So we've had Jeffy in here today. And now... joining us is Freedom's disciple, Jonathan Dunn.
Jonathan,
welcome.
Because there wasn't enough fat people on the show, I forgot another quota. And you put me on the same. This sofa has a lot of pressure on it.
Oh my gosh! Yes.
There's 600 pounds of
we're very
awesome
concerned.
Meat
I got
on this sofa.
There's a tad more than 600
on that end right here.
Yeah, maybe 620.
Yeah, if you divide it in half, it's 600. Uh-huh.
But you know what? Here's the thing. At least 500 of those pounds are principles, baby.
Okay. Oh, all right. Listen, I'm wondering, why don't we get you back to Ireland where you belong? I mean, how many times do we have to tell you you're just not wanted in America?
I don't know.
Okay?
I don't know.
Breaking his heart.
And he just keeps coming. He just keeps coming back.
So you've done your speech thing now, right? You came back this time and you've done your little tour.
Yeah.
Get out.
Bye.
I know. That's Monday.
Out.
The tour ends on Monday. So.
Have you given up on trying to immigrate?
No, I'll be here by the end of the year, please God.
Will you really?
Yes, wow. Sir.
So is that a
how many times?
Is that a real that? Thing then?
Yeah, absolutely. I've have some meetings, and I'm going to be get a volunteer visa, please God.
Did somebody help with that?
Someone is hopefully helping with it, and I'm reaching out to a few people.
Oh, somebody's so. Hopefully helping.
Good.
Yeah, it's not confirmed, but if it doesn't happen with this 501c3, it'll happen with another one. But I'm going to be here by the end of the year.
501c3? You've got to...
Don't start with this Irish tree. Don't be hating.
501c3?
So you found a way to try to milk the system.
What kind of tree is that?
Through trees.
Yes, sir.
That's amazing.
Because that's where money grows. So, absolutely. That's amazing. Don't be hating. You wish y'all just are jealous that you think
we are.
You wish you could speak like
that,
I do.
Of that Irish brogue.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. My grandmother had that.
Uh-huh.
And I'll never forget her. Cladys! She'd scream from the back of the house. It was great.
Even though we want to once in a while, think to ourselves, man, I wish we had that. Wish we could speak like Jonathan. We don't try to move to your country.
For 15 years.
say the word
Has it
duty.
Been that long?
What?
Say the word duty.
Duty?
Oh, okay. Forget it.
What did you think was going to happen there?
Duty.
Duty.
15 years, really?
Duty. Yeah, it's 15 years this
15
year.
15 years.
2004.
Wow.
I know. I'm a glutton for punishment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, will you live
in
Texas?
Here's the thing. I've got a spoiler alert for you, America.
Okay.
No matter how many times you reject me, I'm that bad rash that just always keeps coming back.
And there's no cream or ointment that we can get rid of you.
No.
Is there?
No. Because I'm like that. I grew up actually, a long time ago. I used to be a salesperson. I got taught at a very young age. Every no you get, you're that much closer to a yes. So you've rejected me so many times. Eventually, you're just going to be, just come on then. So eventually, you're going to just submit to my will and let me in.
Sounds like we're about there.
As many people as we led in this country. I mean, it is kind
ridiculous.
Of unbelievable
Isn't it?
That you're not.
It's absolutely unbelievable. And we've said that before.
Have you ever tried posing as a Somali refugee? Okay, well, give it a shot. You never know.
You haven't crossed across the southern border, right? You would have been here a long time ago if you'd done it that way.
No. Here's the problem, right? We're going to call him out in the air, right? I thought 3 years ago I was here. Before Glenn offered me a job and stuff, you're going to find me a wife and get me a marriage visa. 3+ years later, I'm still sitting here waiting, kind of going, so I got to find a volunteer visa now. So if you had been a man who'd lived up to your promises and your words, this is why words matter, folks. Mm-hmm. He's a man of nothing. He says his words, but his deeds do nothing.
So you promised him a wife, Jeffy? And
apparently,
you did not deliver.
Apparently I did. Look at me. I am a sex god. It's clearly not the problem's not me.
Right. No.
apparently, 3 years ago, I was still drinking. Did not remember.
You obviously had blackouts as well, did you?
And if it's true, I apologize.
Uh huh. But it was happened more than once.
It didn't seem sincere, but we'll let it go. So you've done your tour then, right? You went to Tulsa and where else?
So Tulsa to down to Houston, then over to Austin, then to San Antonio, then to Palestine, and then back down to Houston for a couple of events.
Okay.
Wow.
So
and just speaking events?
Yes. Just going in, speaking to Tea Party groups, to conservative groups, to a 9/12 group, to college Republicans,
so you tell
to
them
YAL.
It's just the same speech to everybody?
No, it changes.
Oh, okay.
It changes. So Young Americans for Liberty is more libertarian. They want more, less social issues, more, free market principles, which is great to hear. And, more Tea Party groups want more, life issues and more social issues. So
there are Tea Party groups still? Seriously?
Somewhere around. Yeah, there's a few.
I thought that was over. Seriously.
I think from an organization from D.C. it is. But
But still, there are some local groups that exist.
Who just keep meeting and keep talking about local issues.
I mean, that's stick-to-itiveness right there.
Yeah.
Good.
Because that group has gone away.
Yeah.
From completely faded away from public prominence. They're not talked about at all anymore.
Yeah.
It is sad.
Yeah.
It is sad. But Trump wiped that out. The Trump revolution killed the Tea Party movement.
Mm-hmm.
It's just gone. I mean, what's the Tea Party have to do now with all this moderate Republicanism going on? Yeah, zero. Nothing.
You think of the debates we used to have in the Tea Party, I used to be part of flat tax versus fair tax. We've become so brainwashed now that, you're thankful and a historic tax cut is a couple of percent reduce. Mm-hmm. Remember Herman Cain, the 999 plan? That was historic.
Right.
You know, you talk about level of government. I remember, you know, this has gone way back before the Tea Party, but I remember like being part of Conservatives where we actually said, you know, cut the government by 20%. Now yeah. it's like, well, they want to raise it by like, you know, by like a trillion, and we only want to increase it by half a trillion, but right. we're Conservative. It's right. like, right. no. Yeah.
Overton window, baby. Mm-hmm.
We can't decrease the increases mm-hmm. anymore. You can't stop a 1% increase. You yeah. can't. It's out of yeah, control.
That's draconian.
Out of control. Yeah. yeah.
Even increasing. Yep.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I've been challenging people because if you read your constitution, which I talk a lot about because it is a magnificent document, Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution gives the federal government 18 powers. We actually need to start actually having conversations. Change it. Give me 18 things the federal government can't do mm-hmm. that it can't get involved in. Like, you look at what the federal government is involved in, it tells you everything from what car you can drive. They're now wanting to talk about, hey, can you get on a plane? What type of fuel you have? There's a report from England, which eventually you'll follow, that to meet their carbon standards, you know, electric hobs and gas hobs, oh, yeah. illegal. They're going to be illegal, I think it's by 2020, to hit their greenhouse emission standards. That's going to come wow. over here. You know, you even have literally the government telling you what toilet you can go in, to go duty in.
Right.
There's right. what can we find 18 things, just 18 simple things that the federal government can't get involved in. That's how much we have changed. And we need to, sorry, not we, you all have changed. And mm-hmm. you need to get back to those principles. You need to understand why you're an exceptional nation. And it's a large part because of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution.
How sad is it that we've got an Irishman reminding us of these things? How sad is it? And very few people in this country speak about this stuff, talk about the Constitution this way.
I think it's because there's a bit of, Reagan once said, you know, freedom doesn't pass in the bloodstream, and it's absolutely true. I live in a country where I do live under a socialist regime. I live under big government where government has no limits. So mm-hmm. when you live in that environment and then you understand and you read about America, the idea and the ideals that made you exceptional, there's a reason why the world has benefited because of America. You know, I always challenge people, take any part of society, whether it's medicine, whether it's food, whether it's education, whether it's transport, you know, where it's standard of living, anything. And look from 0 AD to 1750. Look at the advancements. Why is there so much more, 100 times, 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times more advancement in the last 250 years than the first 1750 years? Why? Simple principles. Idea of America. You have a God-given right to pursue your happiness. And if you pursue your happiness and you're successful, you have a right to keep the fruits of your labor. You see this all the time.
Yeah,
you can see why we don't want him in this country.
Too much common sense.
And I'm glad he's leaving. Holy cow.
There's something about hearing a foreigner speak these things that just is moving, though.
It sure is.
You know, it's somebody from Ireland who doesn't have the Constitution that we have to live under. And then they're reminding us of the blessings of that document. And it's just, it's so inspiring. So I hope by the end of the year you are successful being here.
But I think it's my duty, though, as well. Like, thank you for your kind words. But it's actually my job to remind people, because I see so many people today going, America's great because we're Americans. No, you're great because of the freedoms that you have, right. the freedoms I don't have, that I should have, because as your founders wrote, they are God-given rights. They're not for Americans, they're for everyone. So that's why it's my job to, hey, go, this is why you're exceptional. You can get back to these principles and that you can be exceptional once again. I don't want to make America great again. I want to make you a constitution again. I want to make you exceptional again, because I don't want you to be like the rest of the world. It sickens me to my stomach when I hear Republicans and Democrats say, you know, we need to be more like them, and you're a business so bad, and democracy's okay, and you have your Joe Biden running over here doing his attack, and he's running for president, which is the biggest secret that no one wants to admit to. He's going right. over to Germany. Oh, America sucks, and America's a bad country, and we have all this.
An embarrassment.
Yeah,
he called
an embarrassment.
It. Yeah. In Germany, he called us an embarrassment.
Yeah,
he should have stayed there.
Yeah, he should have.
Can we trade? You want to trade?
Of all, with greatest respect, I think I'm worth more than Joe Biden.
That's right. Yeah, that's what I mean. Send him.
You
to
know,
Ireland.
One for one is not exactly fair. No, I think I have a bit more credit and credibility than Joe Biden.
We need to send Biden over to Ireland with Pelosi.
Oh, no, hold on. Ireland has enough problems. Like, we still like Ireland in this room. You know, look, Ireland does not need Joe Biden.
Yeah, but it's an island. I would like to put every politician from America on an island.
Okay, that's cool. Maybe you know what we could do. Maybe this is what y'all need to do. Follow the example of the British. You know, treat them all as criminals and send them off to like a faraway land, and then maybe one day it becomes Australia.
Not bad.
Okay,
it's not a bad idea. Okay. I'm okay with that. Yeah. Ireland's had some issues lately. They've changed too.
Yeah, well, absolutely. What's a deal against Israel? Boycotting.
This is a problem.
They're trying desperately to join that boycott effort.
Oh, they are. And it's because it's wrapped in a narrative. The story is, and they've done, forget your opinion on Israel. I believe we're all pro-Israel in this room and very, very pro. And I'll speak for myself. I'm extremely pro-Israel. But they have done a very good narrative of the BDS movement in Ireland, because what they've done is they haven't really made it about Israel and Palestine. What they've done is they've tapped into the Irish relations. So what they have is Israel is England, is the colonialist, it's the bad guy. And the little Palestinian, you're the Irish people fighting against it. Mm. So it's not Israel versus Palestine, Ireland versus England. Jeez. And then they kind of have, they're just like us. Yeah, we can identify with Palestine. And even, you don't ever talk about the facts. They never talk about the true history of Israel. You never talk about the real oppression. But it's just all these myths. And who will stand up against it? It's just popular, you know, because no one will talk about principles. It's just, yeah, Israel's bad.
Yeah.
Palestine's good.
Yeah. Also, the abortion situation, which
became progressive and proud. We're awesome.
Yeah. Up until, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
When was that vote?
Oh, it was last year.
Last year. Yeah. Okay. So just last year, it became legal.
They agreed to change the constitution last year. They're now in the process of writing a bill. And I think it's passed. And it's going to start.
So is that just first term, or is that the full?
It's very loosely worded at the minute. It's open to interpretation. But we have a great thing now where our politicians are. There's the big debate about abortion in Ireland. It's actually not about abortion now anymore. Is, you know, it's happening over here where you actually have people standing outside these clinics and saying, hey, you know, you have options. You know, you do have a choice. You don't have to murder your baby. Mm-hmm. Well, now what they're doing is we need to have exclusive zones outside these, because we actually had our health minister going that we can't have these pro-life people subverting the democratic process. They shouldn't be given choice. And that it's despicable what they're doing. I'm like,
how is offering options subverting democracy?
Subverting democracy.
Yeah. Wow. No, because democracy is supposed to be you have some choices and then you choose from them, right?
Mm-hmm. They can still do it. They can just have to do it in a zone about 3 miles down the road.
Yeah.
Where nobody can hear them.
Yeah,
yeah, that makes sense. All right. So, let me tell you about the latest data breach, which cost another 24 million people their information online. And this gave thieves everything they need to steal your online mortgage. So if you've had a mortgage or a refi through a major bank recently, this breach could put you at risk of losing every dollar of equity you built up in your home. It gave scammers everything they need to steal your title. Then they forge your signature as a seller. They refile your home under a new name and then take out loans on your home, and you get stuck with the payments. And you don't know anything about it until the late payments start to show up or you get an eviction order at your house. So get some protection from this. This is a fast-growing crime. The FBI says it's one of the fastest-growing crimes in America. You can check out whether you're already a victim and they've already started to mess with your home's title. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register for your free title scan and report. That's $100 value. They're going to give that to you for free just for signing up. It's HomeTitleLock.com. Go there now and get some peace of mind. Get some protection for your online title. HomeTitleLock.com.
This is Pat Gray Unleashed.
So do you have any celebrities doing hoax hate crimes in Ireland right now?
No.
We've got a few we could send you to maybe get started.
How much room you got on that island?
Why do you hate Ireland? Like, you want to send send Joe Biden?
You want to send all our problems over
there. How much room do you have on that island?
Depends on your definition of global warming, because, you know, we are overpopulated, you know, like, so.
Are you going to
capsize? Everywhere.
I don't know. Well, you know, if what was that politician in your government
saying? Hank Johnson.
Yeah, I think maybe he should look into Ireland, you know, it could capsize, you know. And especially if, you know, Brexit happens and we have a hard border and a physical border, we might just literally topple off
the cliff. If Brexit happens?
It could go either way. It's not a guarantee.
Okay.
Yeah, true.
Because,
right?
Well, you obviously have a lot of faith in politicians to actually execute Brexit.
I have faith that they don't want a war in the streets.
You think that? But here's the question. Do you think it would be a war in the streets?
Yes.
I'm not sure.
I do.
I'm not either.
I'll tell you what. Sure. You know what is really sad, just from a principal point of view? You know, you look at, and I'm not defending about any of this history, but you look at the Great Britain. You look at the Great British Empire. Mm-hmm. Like 100 years ago, there was the saying, the sun never sets on the British Empire. Mm-hmm. And in that 100 years, you've gone from, we are the superpower, we're awesome, there is no sun setting on the empire, to, yeah, I don't think we can survive without Europe. Right, you talk about how you've changed culturally in your people.
Mm. Yeah,
I'm not saying either is the right answer.
That's why the people voted for Brexit, right?
Well, that's the thing.
That's why the people voted and said, "No, we don't need.
We can't exist without you."
Yeah,
I don't know what was the reason. Like, I think it's very. I always look at people when they look at elections, going, "This is why Trump won. This is why Hillary lost. This is why they voted for Brexit." I don't think it's as simplistic. I think there's a lot of things, but the problem for me is it's never about freedom. You know, Europe has overreached so much. Like, there's a regulation now in Europe through the EU, and Ireland has to obey this, is Europe now tells you how high your high heels can be for health and safety standards in a hairdresser's.
Oh, come on. Oh, my gosh. I can't.
Wow.
That's
'cause
they care. But the thing about it is England.
They care.
They do. They care.
Shut up.
Right.
Like, if you want to wear high heels and you think you can do hair, like, I don't think it's very practical. You know, I have never worn high heels. Maybe you have. I've actually seen some pictures of you in dresses.
He's a bad example.
But I don't know whether it's practical. You know, if you're doing like an 8-hour shift or like in socialism, maybe 7 hours with a break, mm-hmm. you know, of cutting hair, you know, and high heels. I don't know whether that's practical.
Ireland's not part of Brexit, though, right?
No.
Yeah.
Northern Ireland is.
They stay.
And Ireland is very pro.
Stay with the EU.
No, Ireland loves Europe. Now, there is a movement called Irexit, which is starting.
Is
to,
there?
I get the emails, and it's starting to become more frequent. And
that's what the EU is scared of, though, you know, if the deal finally does.
That it'll spread.
Yeah. yeah.
And it will.
It will.
If Britain leaves, it will spread.
Yeah.
There's a lot of countries that want out.
We see also the thing is, but you also have to bear in mind one thing, is that there's a lot of free money to a lot of countries. So a lot of the smaller countries won't.
Yeah.
And the problem is Europe is based on a fundamental premise which won't work. It's based on the success of two economies, France and Germany. Here's the problem. Mm-hmm. Let me give you an American example. Do you think America's economy would be absolutely vibrant and fundamentally sound if Rhode Island was consistently the biggest job producer percentage-wise?
No.
Who is the biggest job producer? Who has consistently grown year on year? The top of the leaderboards of the economies of Europe that are growing is Ireland.
Is it really?
4 million people, yeah.
Wow.
Ireland's actually done a really, not principled, but a decent job. Like 10 years ago, they were bankrupt.
Hmm.
They had to get bailed out.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know why that is? One policy. America could learn this policy. A 12.5% corporation tax rate.
Yep, I remember that.
It
was about 10 years ago, right?
It's not still the same.
Yeah.
12.5%.
Why can't we understand that in this country? What? Not even the Republicans. No. The Republicans can't even get it. They don't. I mean, they're.
Well, let's lower the upper tax rate from 43.5% to 42.9%.
Yeah.
That's going to do it.
That's going to help a lot.
Yeah.
You know, Ted Cruz had a revolutionary plan. He wanted a 10% flat tax, 10% across the board. That's what we need. We need something to really kick the economy into gear. And it would.
Yeah.
If you did a 10 or a 15% flat tax, that would kick the economy into gear. And that's for everybody.
Even if you just
did
it on...
Corporations, individuals, everybody pays
the same. That is ideally what you'd love. But even Ireland doesn't do it on everyone. So literally it is kind of a bad system in one way because you have a...
Individual, it's higher than that.
Yeah. So here's the stat. So if you're a corporation, you'll pay 12.5% corporation. Like everyone, you're all talking about how you need more fairness and all these equality policies. And let's get the millionaires and billionaires. Here's what a progressive tax cut is, or tax is. In Ireland, every cent over €32,000, give or take, is about $34,000 on the exchange rate, is taxed at 40%. That's not a millionaire or a billionaire tax. It started up high, and then they needed to widen the base, so it came down to 80, down to 70, down to 60, down to 50, down to 40. It's now €32,000.
Wow.
And there's the politician, Leo Varadkar, who's our prime minister, our Taoiseach, actually came out and actually said, you know what, I actually want to help working people. And he came out with this plan. You'll never see the light of day. But he was like, by the end of our government, I want to ideally get the progressive tax level up to 50,000. Everyone slammed them and went, why are you doing that? We don't need more people having more money. We don't need more benefits. We need more people to get free stuff. Letting people keep more of their own money is controversial. It's considering, hey, dude, you know, might want to be quiet about that. You're going to lose an election because of it.
That's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's what will come to your country. Oh, yeah. Everyone goes like, oh, it's the millionaires, and it's you, and it's Glenn, and it's Jeffy. But, you know, it's all someone else. Eventually, it comes down to, hey, you know what? Because they set the precedent. It's always someone else, and then it's you have to pay it. And it's like, but I don't like that much. I want to keep my money.
Right.
Well,
it's like Cardi B. She was complaining about taxes. And she just realized, hey, do you know the tax on celebrities is like 48%? Yeah, Pumpkin, it's not just celebrities, okay? It's everybody who makes a lot of money like you do, sweetie.
There's a lot of athletes that once they get the first paycheck, if they have become professional athletes,
they become Republicans overnight.
They realize they go, hey.
Whoa, hey.
That's not the $2 million I was promised.
Wait, wasn't that one of the reasons LeBron James gave for going to Miami? Because there was no state income tax in Florida. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, you learn a lesson quickly when you make a lot of money, right?
But I have to, there was a girl who won like this about 10 years ago. I don't watch it. I think it was the X Factor won it. Maybe it was the Britain's Got Talent. But she came like third or second in it, or maybe she won. I can't remember. But like she came from a real socialist area, and like you kind of got this hint from her interviews. She was extremely socialist and wanted government. She won like €1 million. And like everyone, oh, you're all set up for life now, Mary. You have €1 million. And then she gave this interview, which everyone slammed her for because it just didn't sound right. She's like, well, I got €1 million, but then by the time I got tax and I had to pay all this, I was only actually effectively got 150,000, which everyone, it's still 150,000. Wow. But
150,000?
No, that's not all taxes. She gave all these big bills she had to pay and all this stuff.
That's like, taxes a lot and bills.
It was 40% tax. So at least, you know, chunk, at least 350 that is tax.
Right. Right.
But you're starting to see they're changing the policies, and you can see them coming over here where they're now wanting debt taxes and stuff.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and all this thing where they're like 33%, 40%, 50%. And it's like, it's my property. It's my family's property.
Right. Well, Bernie Sanders his policy is to take 50% of your estate when you die if you're over $5 million.
Yeah.
Now, $5 million is not exactly outrageously wealthy. If you've got a house that's nice and you've got some, you've got
a few
cars,
acres of land,
a couple acres of land,
50 years worth of work.
Yeah. It's not like you're a billionaire at $5 million.
Yeah.
So you're going to take half of that after they paid taxes on everything they earned their entire life. Now the government, for whatever reason, all of a sudden magically deserves half of everything you earned your whole life? No. It's immoral. It's immoral.
Here's a question for you. Now, if you could live in America, but you had to live in California, would you move here?
Absolutely.
Okay, because there is a young lady, Karen Jeffries, who just reached out to you on Twitter, wants you to know that she's single. So you might want to catch up on your tweets after the show.
There you go.
She does know, because I never forget, one of the funniest things was, I don't know if you remember when I spoke to Glenn and like they took a load of calls about me and this girl. Mm-hmm. He sounds so young and cute and skinny, and like all the guys are going, well, he's young. So, you know.
All right, well, I hope it works out, man.
We all think you're cute, too. Jonathan.
Speak for yourself.
The sincerity is like dripping from your mouth.
So tell us about the podcast. Every week, right?
Absolutely, every week.
Every week.
12 noon Eastern. It's on every major platform. It's free.
Okay.
We talk about principles. Something that you might, have heard of before. You know, principles. Those words of, you know, eternal principles, God-given rights, your constitution, your Declaration of Independence.
Well, here's
I don't talk about the politics of the day. I'm not talking about Republicans or Democrats. I'm breaking every issue down and talking about why these, linking it back to a core principle.